Chapter 7, Section 1, Electric Charge and Forces. As you read, well, you'll learn. You'll learn to describe how electric charges exert forces on each other. You'll learn to define an electric field. You'll explain how objects can become electrically charged. And you'll describe how lightning occurs. It's important because most of the changes that occur around you and inside you are the result of forces between electric charges. Your review vocabulary word is the word atom, which is the smallest particle of an element, contains protons, neutrons, and electrons. And your new vocabulary words are charging by contact, charging by induction, insulator, conductor, static charge, and electric discharge. Page 194. Electric charges. Does a clock radio wake you up in the morning? Do you use a toaster or a microwave oven to help make breakfast? All of these devices use electrical energy to operate. The source of this energy lies in the forces between the electric charges found in atoms. Positive and negative charge. The matter around you is made of atoms. Atoms are particles less than a billionth of a meter in size, much too small to be seen, even with tremendous magnification. Every atom contains electrons that move around in a nucleus, as shown in Figure 1. The nucleus contains protons and neutrons. An atom has the same number of protons and electrons. Protons and electrons have electric charge. Electrons have negative charge, and protons have positive charge. The amount of positive charge on a proton equals the amount of negative charge on an electron. Neutrons have no electric charge. Neutral and charged objects. Because an atom has equal numbers of protons and electrons, it contains equal amounts of positive and negative charge. An object with equal amounts of positive and negative charge is electrically neutral. If an atom gains or loses electrons, it is electrically charged. An object is electrically charged if the amounts of positive and negative charge it contains are not equal. Page 195, the forces between charges. When you drop a ball and it falls to the ground, the ball and the earth exert an attractive force on each other, the force of gravity. Just as two masses, such as Earth and the ball, exert forces on each other, two objects that are electrically charged exert forces on each other. The force of gravity is always attractive. The forces exerted by charged objects on each other can be attractive or repulsive, as shown in Figure 2. If two objects are positively charged, they repel each other. If two objects are negatively charged, they also repel each other. If one object is positively charged and the other is negatively charged, they attract each other. In other words, like charges repel and unlike charges attract. Electric force depends on distance. Electric force between two charged objects depends on the distance between the objects. The electric force decreases as the distance between the objects increases. For example, as two electrons move farther apart, the repulsive force between them decreases. Electric force depends on charge. The electric force between two charged objects also depends on the amount of charge on each object. As the amount of charge on either object increases, the electric force between the objects also increases. Electric field and electric forces. To slide a book across a tabletop, your hand has to touch the book to give it a push. However, electric charges can exert forces on each other even when they are not touching. Figure 3 shows what happens when you rub a balloon on the cat's fur and then hold the balloon close to its fur. The balloon makes the fur stand on end. The balloon and the fur are exerting electric forces on each other even though they are not touching. Page 196. Electric field surrounds a charge. How do electric charges exert forces on each other if they are not touching? An electric charge is surrounded by an electric field that exerts a force on other electric charges. Every proton and electron is surrounded by an electric field that exerts a force on every other proton and electron. I think I just read that. The balloon you rubbed on the cat's fur becomes electrically charged, so it too is surrounded by an electric field. The electric field surrounding the balloon exerts the force on the fur that makes it stand up. Describing the electric field. The electric field surrounding an electric charge is invisible. A way to describe the electric field around a charge is shown in Figure 4. The electric field is represented by arrows that are related to the force the field exerts on a positive charge. There is an electric field at every point in space surrounding a charge. Figure 4 shows the electric field at only a few points in the space surrounding the charges. Making objects electrically charged. When you rubbed the balloon on the cat's fur, it became electrically charged. The balloon no longer contained equal numbers of protons and electrons. The balloon became electrically charged because electric charges were transferred from the fur to the balloon. Charging by contact. When you rubbed the balloon on the cat, the surface of the balloon came in contact with the surfaces of strands in fur. As atoms in the fur and in the balloon came close to each other, electrons were transferred from atoms in the fur to atoms in the balloon. This is an example of charging by contact, which is a transfer of electric charge between objects in contact. Because the balloon gained electrons after rubbing, it had more electrons than protons and was negatively charged. Because the fur lost electrons, it has more protons than electrons and was positively charged. The amount of negative charge gained by the balloon equaled the amount of positive charge left on the fur. Another example of charging by contact is shown in Figure 5. As clothes tumble in a clothes dryer, they rub against each other. Charging by contact occurs, and electrons are transferred from one article of clothing to another. This can cause articles of clothing to stick to each other when you take them out of the dryer. Charging by induction, page 197. Have you ever rubbed a balloon on a sweater or your hair and then stuck the balloon to a wall? The balloon became negatively charged after you rubbed it, but the wall was electrically neutral. Figure 6 shows why the negatively charged balloon sticks to the wall. As the balloon is brought close to the wall, the electric field around the balloon repels the electrons in the wall. These electrons are pushed away from their atoms. This causes the region of the wall close to the balloon to become positively charged. The negatively charged balloon is attracted to this positively charged region, causing the balloon to stick to the wall. In this case, there is no electric charge transferred from one object in another. Instead, an electric field causes electrons to move from one region to another in an object. The rearrangement of electric charge due to the presence of an electric field is called charging by induction. As a result, one part of the object becomes positively charged and another part becomes negatively charged. However, the object remains electrically neutral. Conductors and insulators. In some materials, electrons are held by atoms tightly enough that they are not able to move easily through the material. Materials in which electric charges do not move easily are insulators. Plastics, glass, rubber, and wood are examples of materials that are insulators. In other materials, some electrons are held so loosely by atoms that they can move through the material easily. Materials in which electric charges can move easily are conductors. The best conductors are metals such as gold, silver, and copper. Because electrons can move easily in copper, it is widely used in electric wires. Page 198, static charge. If you walk across a carpet wearing shoes with rubber soles, charging by contact occurs. Electrons are transferred from the atoms in the carpet to the atoms on the soles of your shoes. When charging by contact occurs, the amount of positive and negative charge on each object is no longer balanced. The object that loses electrons has more positive charge than negative charge. The object that gains electrons has more negative charge than positive charge. The imbalance of electric charge on an object is called a static charge. Electric discharge. When you walk across a carpet and then touch a metal doorknob, sometimes you might feel an electric shock. Perhaps you see a spark jump between your hand and the doorknob. The spark is an example of an electric discharge. An electric discharge is the movement of static charge from one place to another. The spark you saw was the result of a static charge moving between your hand and the doorknob. Figure 7 shows why a spark occurs when you touch the doorknob. Electrons that are transferred from the carpet to your shoes spread over your skin. As you reach toward the metal doorknob, the electric field around your hand repels electrons in the doorknob. They move away, leaving the surface of the doorknob nearest your hand with a positive charge. If the attractive electric force on the excess electrons is strong enough, these electrons can be pulled from your hand toward the doorknob. This rapid movement of charge causes the spark you see and the shock you feel. Page 199, lightning. A spectacular example of an electric discharge is lightning. Figure 8 shows how lightning is produced. During a storm, air currents in a storm cloud sometimes cause electrons to be transferred from the top to the bottom of the storm cloud. The electric field surrounding the bottom of the storm cloud repels electrons in the ground. This makes the ground positively charged. The resulting attractive electric force causes charges to move between the cloud and the ground, producing a flash of lightning. Air currents in a storm cloud can cause other parts of a storm cloud to become positively and negatively charged. As a result, lightning flashes often occur between one storm cloud and another, and also within a storm cloud. Lightning safety. A lightning flash can be dangerous. On average, lightning strikes about 400 people a year in the United States and causes about 80 deaths. You should always take lightning seriously, particularly if you are outside and the thunderstorm is in sight. You can help protect yourself by following the 30-30 rule. If the time between the lightning and the thunder is 30 seconds or less, the storm is dangerously close. Seek shelter in an enclosed building or a car and avoid touching any metal surfaces. Wait 30 minutes after the last flash of lightning before leaving the shelter, even if the sun comes out. 1 in 10 lightning strikes occur when no storm clouds are visible. Page 200, grounding. A lightning flash can transfer an enormous amount of electrical energy. When lightning strikes trees in a forest, it can spark a forest fire. If lightning strikes a building, the building can be damaged or set on fire. One way to protect buildings from the damaging effects of lightning is to attach a metal lightning rod to the top of the building. A thick wire is connected to the lightning rod, and the other end of the wire is connected to the ground. When lightning strikes the lightning rod, the electric charges in the lightning flash flow through the connecting wire into the ground. Earth can be a conductor, and because Earth is so large, it can absorb large quantities of excess electric charge. The process of providing a path to drain excess charge into Earth is called grounding. Because the lightning rod in Figure 9 is grounded, the excess charge in the lightning strike flows harmlessly into the ground without damaging the building. Summary, page 200, lightning charge and forces. Electrons are negatively charged and protons are positively charged. An electric charge is surrounded by an electric field that exerts a force on other charges. Like charges repel each other, unlike charges attract each other, making objects charged. The transfer of electric charges between two objects that touch is charging by contact. Charging by induction occurs when an electric field rearranges the charges in an object, and static charge is an imbalance of electric charge on an object. Lightning. Lightning is an electric discharge between a storm cloud and the ground, or within or between storm clouds. Grounding can prevent damage caused by building by lightning strikes. That's the end of Chapter 7, Section 1, Electric Charge and Forces.